Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/Entitled People, where you'll hear stories about people who think the world truly revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Guys, today you're going to hear two stories. The first is an entitled sister who demands that OP give her the house that she owns because the sister can't afford to buy her own place. The second story is a wife who rips up the carpet in the house because she wants new flooring. Guys, these stories are absolutely ridiculous. And remember, if you start to feel your blood boil, take some deep breaths. I hope you stay for the stories today and hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, Mom Wanted Me to Give My Sister My House. And my sister says, I stole her dream. When me and my husband decided to move, as we wanted to live on our own spot of land, instead of the cookie-cutter community with an HOA, the house was still mortgaged. It was a two-story, five-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath house, and was less than a year old. At the time, we had no kids, only two dogs, and while we loved the house, the taxes and HOA fees and maintenance was really annoying to us and overpriced. We wanted a little more privacy too, because our neighbors were literally 2 feet away from our own home. We were at a small family gathering with my parents and siblings, discussing our options about where we wanted to move to, and if we wanted to build or buy a temporary mobile home to save up for our true dream house. I noticed my sister pull my mother aside and was whispering about something, but I ignored it as my dad was telling us about some great opportunities in some nice country-like areas, which is what I was hoping for. Later that night, my mom and sister asked if they could speak to me privately, which is never a good sign, but I sighed and we went into my mother's bedroom. She then closed the door like they were getting ready to punish me or something, which made me anxious. My mom then said, Listen, honey, your sister and I have been talking, and we're thinking it would be a really good idea if you sold your house to her. She has 3 kids, and the house she lives in now is so small. This would be a major help to her and her family. My mom was using a tone like someone would use for a 5-year-old, and I was 33 at the time. I told her, That's not a problem. She just needs to go through the proper channels like everyone else. I can get you in contact with our realtors easily, and you can take it from there. I said that as I thought she wanted to buy the house legit. My sister whined as she looked at her mom all teary-eyed. She would do this, so my mom would take pity on her, and apparently they had discussed this before coming to me. My mom says, No, you don't understand. Honey, your sister's credit isn't as good, so she would never qualify for such a big loan to buy your house. So we were thinking that maybe you could transfer the house into her and her husband's name, but you keep paying the mortgage, and your sister will pay you under the table what's owed. That way, she can get the house, and you won't be losing any money over it, since she'll be paying you back after all. I replied, What? Are you kidding me? So you have any idea what the mortgage is? It's $2,500 a month. Note, my sister doesn't work and her husband barely makes $25,000 a year. There's also the $1,500 land tax and the $800 HOA fees. I told them, I understand you want a better place, but I know for a fact that there would be a month that you would fall on hard times like you always do and not be able to pay for that month. And I can't afford to keep you there if you don't pay, which we both know will eventually happen. You need to buy this house legit, or not at all. I'm not making any kind of deals because we need to sell the house to buy our new place anyway. I was about to leave, but my sister burst into tears at this, and she said, Mom, say something. My husband and I will work really hard to pay you each month, I swear. We need this place because we would never be able to get a place like this on our own. This is our only chance. She began to cry into my mother's chest at this. My mom yelled at me and said, "You need to stop being so selfish. You and your husband are in the living room bragging about building a house and getting your own land and everything, knowing your sister is having so many financial difficulties and raising 3 children. You should be ashamed of yourself." I told her, "That's exactly my point. She's always struggling financially. How can she afford $2,500 a month on the mortgage alone? I would eventually end up having to pay her mortgage all the time because her husband changes jobs like I change underwear and I simply can't afford it. And since the house would be in her name, I then would have no way to kick her out." My sister whined and said, "I can't believe you're doing this just to spite me. You're stealing my dream and not even giving me anything in return." She began to whine even more. I, being very confused, said, "What are you talking about stealing your dream?" She then told me that she was always the one who wanted to buy her own little spot of land and build a little house. She wanted to raise chickens and plant a garden, as those were her dreams, and that I'm stealing them. I said, "Oh wow, imagine that. I want to be a homeowner. I totally forgot that you are the only one in the world that wants that. I guess mom stole your dream too, right? She owns land and a house, and she gardens all the time. And, oh my god, our other sister stole your dream too. We all stole your dream." I was being overly sarcastic because it was so ridiculous. My sister then told me, "That's different. You're younger than me. You shouldn't upstage your older sister like this. Just because you and your husband make more money than us, it's not fair." She was still crying and making a huge scene, but I was done with this at this point.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The answer is no. You want the house, you buy it legit, not under the table, and certainly not me footing the bill and losing a ton of cash that I know inevitably will happen. And I'm not stealing anything from you. If I want a little plot of land and to grow a garden and raise chickens, that's my choice, and you have nothing to do with how I live my life. My sister was throwing a huge fit. After that, she cried and she begged my mom to make me put her name on the title, like we were still little kids or something. It was a pretty sad sight to see, her throwing a tantrum like a 2-year-old. I told my husband that we needed to leave, and we spent the drive home with me telling him what my mom and sister were trying to pull on us. We have our own land now, and are living in a double-wide trailer that we love. We have 5 bedrooms and 3 full baths, and thankfully no stairs. There's also no HOA, much cheaper mortgage and taxes, and wonderful privacy. I could walk around naked with all the windows open, and no one would ever see me. Not that I do, but I could if I wanted to. My sister has moved twice within the last 2 years and is always renting because their credit is terrible and they can't get a loan to buy a house. I just heard from my mother that they've been sending them money almost monthly for groceries because my sister can barely afford to buy food. And yeah, you think that she could have afforded that mortgage, Mom? I don't regret my decision one bit, and I love my little vegetable garden that I make homemade soup with often. Oh my goodness, just when I thought I'd read all the crazy stories and couldn't possibly think that people could be more entitled, this story comes along. Guys, I can't believe she tried to get OP's mom to force her to hand over the house like it was a toy or something, and the sister wouldn't share. This last story is titled, "My Father's Third Wife Rips Up the Carpet to Try to Force Him to Spend His Inheritance." I've had a very rocky relationship with my father. He was a man who blamed all of his issues on everyone else in his life. I haven't had much of a relationship with him as an adult, but boy did he meet his match with his third wife. They met in 1999 on ICQ through the random meet feature. At the time, they were both married to their previous spouses. The four of them started an innocent enough couple's friendship, but unbeknownst to my stepmother, my dad's second wife, and the future third wife's husband, my father and this woman started an emotional affair online, and after a while, professing their love to one another while each was going through couples counseling to work on their marriage. When they finally told their spouses, seemingly timed in a way to cause the most pain, they decided that she would move from her home in Louisiana to Indiana and start a life together while their spouses struggled to understand what had happened. The first time I met her was at my grandfather's funeral years later. She seemed nice enough, but she absolutely wanted to hear nothing negative about my father and was quick to make snide remarks about my mother and my stepmother. She was convinced that my father's ex-wives had put me against her and that she could suck up to me and have the sort of relationship with me that my stepmother did. She really believed that she was entitled to have the same relationship with me, a person in their 20s who had just met her and didn't particularly like her. The last straw for me with her was when she messaged me on Facebook and started chewing me out for not wishing my father a happy birthday on his Facebook profile. I had enough of her nonsense, told her off, told her to mind her own business, and blocked her on every platform she added me on. I didn't speak to her for years, except for a brief exchange at my grandmother's funeral. I didn't have a relationship with her and felt no reason to have to pretend I liked her. I was too busy living my life, going to university, studying abroad, making something of my life, and I didn't need them or their drama. Well, not long after my grandmother's death, they got divorced, and I finally heard the story. You see, it turned out that my grandparents were rich, and I had no idea growing up. They had managed to save enough money, so all of their children and their grandchildren would get a generous inheritance. My father suddenly found himself in possession of $250,000. In the years between, they had moved from Indiana down to Louisiana so she could be close to her aging mother and had a modest house in the suburbs of New Orleans. Now, the story goes that my father, who had switched jobs several times in his life and had a questionable amount of retirement income, decided to do the smart thing and invest the $250,000 for his retirement and a rainy day. His wife, on the other hand, wanted to use the money to make improvements to their house, changing out all the carpet in the house because she did not like the color. He did not think this was necessary and thought the carpet they had was fine. His wife was not happy with being told no and decided that she was going to make him spend money on new carpet. So, one day while he was at work, she ripped up all the carpet in the house, every single room, thinking that with no carpet in the house, he would have to buy new carpet. He came home that day to bare floors all over the house. From what I hear, she put on her best surprised Pikachu face when he immediately moved out and basically told her to go pound sand. They divorced not long after. As the story was being told to me, I looked at the person telling it and said, "I never thought I would encounter someone more manipulative than my father, but he seems to have met his match." They really did deserve each other. I sometimes don't know how entitled people think. I don't like the carpet color, so I'm just gonna demand my husband change the carpet. I also can't take no for an answer, so I'm just gonna rip up all the carpet in the house, forcing him to put new carpet down. There's absolutely no way this plan can fail. Guys, I would have loved to see your face when he was like, "Nope," and walked right out of there. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/entitled people. If you missed the last episode of r/entitled people, an entitled boomer thinks that OP is too young to have kids, and she tries to kidnap them, because that's what you do when you see children with young parents. You gotta confiscate them. I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and I'll see you in the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.